بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Earlier on, we had quoted the statement of Ali radiallahu anhu. Someone asked him, perhaps in a dream, what was the methodology, the approach in your time? It means the time of the Sahaba al-Kiram. So the methods can change because of circumstance, situation. The goal is the same, but the methods may change. Like you see, the present Madrasa Tartib, right? So it may not be exactly like the time of the Sahaba Kiram of Iran. And so is the Jamaat work as well. Taaleem will be at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Then lunch at after Zuhar, just after Maghrib. And someone will be sitting in the masjid in dua, and someone will be in writing. So this whole method may not have been existing in this sequence in the day of Sahaba al-Kiram. Nobody can show it. Jews, some, this was there also, this was there, this was there. But packaged in this way, you won't find it. So the methodology, the approach may differ because of circumstance and situation. Someone is living in Makkah Mukarramah, and someone is living in South Africa. So both are going to do the Hajj. This person will give his experience. The Makki will say, but I didn't go through any of this. You say, you had to do all your documentation, accreditation, right? That you did your ticket. Then you went to Dubai and you were in transit for 24 hours between two hotels. I look at the shopping, all that, right? What a ball of a time we had. Then we tried our ihram there and then we landed in Jeddah. So now the Makki says, but I didn't go through this. So is my Hajj any way deficient, defective? Not defective. He's living further away. So as he's living further away, so he'll have to go through some additional trouble, right? So the one that's living in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's close to the Nur and Nubuwwat. وَدَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a da'i and he's a sirajam munira, bright lantern, bright lamp. Now those that are nearest, they will get the full light. And those that are away, they have to work to get to that point. They can't get it straight away. But now they're further away in time. Here they were there present, and just one sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought about a total transformation. He became a Sahabi radiallahu anhu, and nobody can reach that maqam. So he received that light fully in just one sitting. Kim Tirmizi, the story about him. So in his youth, he's quite handsome. The girls would like him. So someone threw a rose, someone a letter. And he would avoid all these things. See, the road of taqwa, there must be some trial, must be some difficulty. although you are the chosen of Allah Ta'ala, but then too you go through such difficulty. Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the fish, right? And Ayyub alayhi salam for 14 or 15 years, and he had to go through a sickness. He lost everything. His children, his wealth, properties, everything he lost. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. This type of decisions are Allah Ta'ala's. For him, he'll go through one method, he'll go through another one, right? Yusuf alayhi salam is separated from his parents for approximately 40 years. From the time that he's thrown into the well until they meet, right, it's approximately 40 years. Musa alayhi salam, in the defense of truth, he has to abandon his house, Egypt, his parents, living in Madian for approximately 10 years. Ayyam al-Ajalin, Ibn Abbas says, Nabi will always do that which is best. So he spends 10 years there and then comes back. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he also has to leave Watan al-Ma'aluf. What is better than your hometown, right? He sent me at the point of Juhfa, and he turns to Makkah Mukarrama. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيَّ. Best, the most dearest of towns. لَوْلَا أَنَّ قَوْمَكِ أَخْرَجُونِ. If it had not been for these people to take me out, I wouldn't have lived anywhere else. And then Jibreel salam brought the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. The one that has made obligatory, right, obligatory, the commands of the Qur'an Sharif have become obligatory, you will see that you come back to the hometown. لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. Bring you back. And the similarity between Musa alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam contained in their scriptures. So the Bani Israel, in their scriptures it was already recorded that we'll send to your brethren like we have sent to you. That is, we'll appoint a Nabi to your brother like we appoint a Nabi to you. So he is from Ishaq alayhi salam, he is from Ismail alayhi salam. So the conquest is at the 8th year after leaving Makkah Mukarrama. That's the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama. But the Hajjatul Wida is on the 10th year. See that? So Ayyam al-Ajalin, the similarity 8 and 10, and here 8 and 10 as well. So the trials will be different. It doesn't have to be the same. But it didn't happen to this person here. Hey, رَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah Ta'ala chooses. In the circumstance you are, how are you supposed to be applying yourself? That's the important thing. Not why it happened to him and why it's happening to me. It didn't happen then, why it's happening now. Yusuf alayhi salam could have said the same thing. But I wasn't abducted. I wasn't sold as a slave like my father. My father wasn't sold as a slave. He was not abducted. Why is it happening to me? You would have asked. So that's not the question. At that time, what are you going to do? What are you supposed to be doing? So this effort and this mujahada, it's a continuous thing. See, the Quran Sharif says, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Hold firm to the wahi, to the teaching, to the inspiration from Allah Ta'ala, hold firm. هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Hold firm, follow this. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. There will be other things also going on. Don't move away. Don't be turned away to the other paths. Don't break away. But the فَرَّقَ, don't break away. There's one way. usul you get, and just follow the usul. For the past 2 days, I was emphasizing on listening to the elders. So, in every work, you have some elder, and you will listen to the elder. The madrasa, you have an elder, so you listen. And now you listen to the elder, and the whole journey becomes very smooth. Some things may be distasteful, something may be pleasant, but just understand the authority, this is what they asked you, and do it. Just go with it, it will be pleasant for you. They asked you to be in a certain room, right? You've been there. Now your friends are in another room, now you want to be with them. But the good will be that just listen to them and move on. Now the phone also is a problem in this day. Phone at home, and they say, no, there is a party on, it's a bride, and the pastry is going on, all that. Now your mind is stuck up there, not here, not there. I'm eating curry kitchen here, to see how they enjoy themselves. Hey, but who asked you to phone? You phone, your mind is all disrupted, you can't concentrate. Who asked you to do this? So a lot of the pain is self-imposed. It's not something that came naturally, self-imposed. You caused it for yourself. So just hold firm. Hold firm to that. And then, Qulillah summa dharhum. Say, my beloved is Allah Ta'ala. And after you've held on to Allah Ta'ala, leave everything else. You know, the whole goal is Allah Ta'ala, right? That's what you're reaching for, reaching out to, striving, your struggle is Allah Ta'ala. Right? So let your struggle be the same. A lot of things will happen, so you don't pay attention to what's going on the left or the right of the road. So you're traveling now, something happening on the right, something happening on the left of the road. You're going to get stuck into this. The right side you're seeing is a monkey performer, right? Hey, how good he's doing. And on the left side you're seeing is a snake charmer. It's a charming snake, cobra, dancing with it. Right? Now you're going to get stuck into all these things here. Tumhara rasta tor denge. They'll break your road. Right? You stick to your road. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left. There'll be all these continuous challenges on the road. Right? I don't say, it didn't happen to my Al-Kabir, why it's happening to me? Don't say that. Yusuf Ali Sahib could have said the same thing, it didn't happen to my Al-Kabir, it's happening to me. But the goal was the same. That's why he said, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ. See, the goal of my goal and their goal is the same. What they were reaching out for, what they worked towards, and I'm working towards, is the same. Just the whole layout is different. That layout was different, the layout is different. When he's living in Makkah Mukarramah, the layout is different. Living in Durban, the layout is different. Living in Cape Town, the layout is different. Right? So the layout will be different, but the goal will still remain the same. That goal then unites us. So that's why وَأَنَّهَذَا أَصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِبُ. The straight path. Just follow the straight path. Don't go to the side. So when you're working now, especially if it's work that relates to common people, right? So they're all diverse. They come with diverse minds. Now again, you have to bring them straight. أَنَّهَذَا أَصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِبُ. Straight path. What you learn from your elders, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. I'll keep that. I won't move this side, I won't move that side. Then you're alright. But now, you say, no, but it's a different time and we should make some adjustments. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. You will break away from the path of the beast now. So you'll break away. Now you're getting consumed with him and consumed with this person here. Who asked you to do it? If you look at the shaitanic ibadat, right, prior to becoming shaitan and iblis, you look at his ibadat, then it was all according to the law. The law will say fiqh, right? So it was all according to fiqh standards. There wasn't anything that in that ibadat that was not in conformity with the fiqh standards. Right? So according to law, he was right. His ibadat was right, right? But what was missing in him? His mind was off. Like a child is coming and performing four rakats of Zuhar sunnahs, right? So we saw the person from the wuzu to the namaz, and his namaz is right. So that is just the external body. It's the external body from us. But now, shaitan was just happy in conforming to the external. He didn't think of making his mind right. There was a lot of concern. So that fire of love was not in him. The fire of status and recognition was in him. Right? That's why he said, "Asjudu liman khalaqta tina." The fire of recognition. That was the thing that was burning him. And then that just capsized and finished. So outwardly there was total conformity. But see what was burning in him. He was wanting that recognition. أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ أَرَيْتَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. You favored him. See that? So what is he implying? Why didn't I get that recognition? Why didn't I? I'm so long. I'm an old worker, Purana. This man just came in now. And all the recognition is given to this man. And I am totally ignored. All my the years of service we didn't take into consideration. Araitaka hadha alladhi karramta. Can you see this verse again? Araitaka hadha alladhi karramta ali. Whereas the right mindset would have been that I'm so fortunate to be in the service of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, I can't make enough thanks. In the dini work, Allah keep me in this way. So that's supposed to be the mindset. What is supposed to be your mind in your ibadat, etikaf, etc. So when ayat comes to mind, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Learn these two things, abdiyat and shukur, shukr, right? Abdiyat and shukr. But Nabi Sam is exerting himself, and with all that exertion, and what he says, فَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Learn the meaning of slavery, right? The slave is not entitled to anything. Absolutely nothing. He's not entitled. He's not eligible. Whatever he gets is the blessings of the master. Right? So, me, I'm nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that must become a reality. فَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا. See that? Should I not become an abd? Abd, I understand that I'm absolutely nothing. I'm a non-entity. And that feeling of non-entity becomes real in you. It's not just a concept. Right? So now we hear the stories, and these stories are just concepts. And the concepts we misconstrue to be realities. But it's just a theory that's in you. You haven't got it yet. You saw the text chocolate, right? You saw it. Or you just saw the cover. Nothing beyond the cover you saw, right? Now, do you know what the text chocolate is? Do you know the taste, what it is? Do you know what the experience is? So they say that some little girls, 5-6 years of age, they went to the cousin's nikah, you know. They saw a ball of a time, and they, you know, the deco, the stage, and the whole thing they saw, she's there on the stage, and the wedding dress, and what a ball of a time, going up the aisle, the music playing on, you know, the center of attraction is the bride. Now, little children will say, hey, what an exciting moment. What this nikah is like? What is it all about? So they saw that, and saw the wedding dress and how she's being ushered into the house, saw the, how the room being made also. So the youngsters come and tell me how they make the room. Petals on the bed, rose petals, sides of some candles lighting. We all have stories. But yes, so true, okay. Jannat kis qadar mazedar ho gaya. You all filled this with me. Don't get stuck into this thing. Like you saw she's driven in a Ferrari. And this chauffeurs to come and open the door and help her, escort her. And they saw all these things, yeah, they got caught on this thing. So they are discussing amongst themselves what a day it will be. You know? But they show that she's in the spotlight, everything is just about her. They're sitting for meals also, all the varieties are before her. Have this, enjoy that. Then they saw the jewelry and she's wearing the dress and the makeup. So they asking, they discussing, what nikah must be like, you know. And she was a girl playing around with us. And suddenly now she went into a different lifestyle. And she's so happy about the whole thing. But they had an understanding that the first one that gets married, she must leak out the secret. So what's the excitement? We can't understand what it is. So like the tradition, after the first night, two nights, they come back to the mother's house, right? So all the friends came, secret, you see what promise is. What's the promise? So now she can't reveal all this easier. So she had to tell them, when you come to that position, you will understand it. You have to personally experience it to understand. So it's a special spark that comes into the heart. Annahada sirati mustaqiman. You have to hold on to it. Because this is a bargain above all bargains. In the silatallahi ghaliya. It's not a simple bargain. Simple bargain, pay 10 million, 5 million, and you go through, right? This is not a simple thing. This is a life. It's a bargain of a life. Yusuf alayhi salam is paying 40 years to get that. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the persecution in Makkah Mukarramah, 13 years, is not ending right till about the 8th or the 9th year, until the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, 21 years. Can you see that? And then the Fatah of Makkah is coming, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. So the Mujahada doesn't end. The Mujahada sometimes is mental, sometimes it is financial, sometimes it is physical, right? All types of mujahada. And you have to go through it. It's not just physical, it's not just financial. It can be mental as well. As Aisha radiallahu anha, about the age of 14, and what ordeal she had to go through. There's a mental thing. Can you see that? But can you choose? Can you say, Allah, I want this, I don't want this? Allah will say, this for you. It just shows the magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala. For every person is a different plan. Mujahada, but for him is something else. For him something else. So, the magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala we haven't understood. Right? There's so many people here, right? And so many Muslims around the world. But every person's taste buds are totally different. Absolutely different. He just wants it bland, absolutely bland. He can't take one chili. I know some many years ago there was a Turkish Jamaat. They can't take one barcha, they can't take. Can't take it. Too much for them. And our food won't go down without barcha. See the diversity. conceivable. Now, who created this diversity? Then look at that diversity, and then look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala from a different perspective, the ability to enjoy it. One is the diversity, and then the ability, He's created the ability within you to enjoy it, to taste, and then to give a reading on the taste, too sweet, too sour, or mild, or bland. So all that is given. Can you see that? Do you see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Now, our minds got stuck up in some things, someone drag racing, like you hear in Spingo, on a Sunday or a Saturday, and a drag racing. From there, carrying on that side, you can hear it here. As a youngster, I must do the drag racing. But look into the Qudrat of Allah, there's so much to see into it. So, Shaitan only looked at it from one side, he saw it from the logistics, the legal side. He didn't go deeper. When he says, I'm conforming to all the requirements. Why am I not posted? So it has his zat wasn't there. We often count that niyat as a small thing. But it's a serious, very, very serious thing. It's not as light as how we feel. Apply it to yourself, then you'll understand, right? Like you've got a thriving business, right? Hardware, very, very good. So someone comes for employment, right? But he comes with an agenda. He is conforming all the requirements. He's conforming, coming at 8, leaving at late, doing everything what was required, right? But it took you about 10 years to discover that he wants to know all your business secrets. Who's the clientele? Where you source your stuff from? How you approach, how you conduct your business, how's the markup like, right? He wants to steal all that information and open up a shop on the other end of the town. Now when you discover this then, he's got your clientele base and he's shifting them. Right? He knows the source and he's sourcing everything. Now when you get to know, then I say, will this be an enjoyable relationship? Whereas if you look at it carefully, it's not haram. He picked up all the business ideas he's doing himself. Wasn't haram. But how agitated you feel. What happens to you? For the end of your life, you won't want to forgive the person. But he didn't do anything wrong for you to forgive. Was there anything wrong? So now, with Allah Ta'ala, and your mind is like shaitan, right? He wants all that not through the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, but he must be recognized. See that? The whole goal, the whole agenda. One is, I need it. Why I need it? For the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And here what he wants? I must be recognized. I'rifni. Understand who I am. Ana ibn fulan ibn fulan. I am so and so. Zehn ko sahi karne ki zaroorat hai. I'm just showing you now, just the near that, what a difference it makes. You're conforming, but your mind is upside down, totally upside down. What happens, right? For an ordinary garden boy, I'm showing you now, he's doing everything, does it very well. But then you discover, he wants to see your daughter when she's in the bath. He's trying. He wants to see that. Kya hoga? So he's outwardly he's conforming. But what is in his mind? Can you read the mind? I read the mind. What will happen now? Before you were so happy with him. The way he trims and the way he shapes the whole thing out. It's too good. The whole layout is too good. But the day you discovered his corrupt intention, what happens? You see Shaitan. You see the corruption in his mind. That was the thing that brought his whole fall. Otherwise, they say, there wasn't a place in the heavens where he did put his forehead down to make sajda. He did so much. But that something was lacking in him. So what was the thing that was lacking? So this khanka is aiming to get that. He said, دَخَلَتْ بَشَاشَتْهُ الْقُلُوبِ The sweetness is coming through that heart. What? The sweetness of iman, of ibadat, of Quran Sharif, namaz, etc. must permeate the heart, must go deep into the heart. That's the whole idea. So once you've got there, so that can't be reversed. That's one day, then you became baligh. Then you became mature. When you become mature, then you can't become immature after that. Because it happened. Mature and became immature. When the fruit became ripe and became green after that. Because it happened. Once it's there, then you're there for good. But now, the journey to that is not so easy. That is why the mujahada is not for a day. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. What? That must be right till the end. Yaqeen means moat, right? Your exertion and your ibadat, not for a day and 2 days. No, must be right till the end. See, people don't understand these things. One old chancellor, he passed away now, long time passed away. Say, Mom, what must I do, you know? All the young girls come to meet me and they would embrace me tight of Rasmullah. I just didn't want tamasha. But now, if he's a pious person and if they do that, then there will be no feelings. Right? Whether you're old or young, the feelings is not dead. Our elders say, you need to be even more careful of an old person than a youngster. Because the youngster takes time to peak, right? And the old person, he just needs to see. He's feasting his eyes, he's feasting himself with the eyes, that's all. So he's quick, you see, like a microwave. So he's different, and you need to take more care of the old than the youngster. You don't realize, you know, Buddha is getting a tiara, nothing, you know, by more careful about it. So وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So this effort is not, because you're making a tremendous bargain, you know, the ultimate. But it's the ultimate, it's not like when they say caste, the ultimate. Usually they say, this is the ultimate in fortune, right? Next year again becomes another one ultimate. And the third year becomes another one becomes ultimate. Here is the, you are bargaining for the ultimate, beyond which is nothing. So can you understand now what you have to do? How much you have to do? That's why I say, you know, even at night, it can be some group work, you know. Two boys or three boys, and how will share the night? You know? Someone in the first portion of the night, someone in the second portion, someone in the last portion of the night. But when it's shared out, there's some activity right through. Right? And there's activity, there's a motivation. So this special love, that special love of Allah Ta'ala, right? That you have to aspire. And you can't become complete and I got it, no. We're talking of marriage, you know. So in India also it happens, in Arabs also have it. So that the bride is groomed, the bride, sometime 1 year in advance, special oils, creams, for complexion, for the hair, enhancing her beauty, the clothing. In the upper class, they do all this thing, right? Arabs also, they do it, and yes, they do it. So that woman is called the mashata, who grooms the bride, right? So when he groomed the bride, did everything, and now he says to her, you know what, hey, be it, it's a bahut hi khubsurat lagti hai. Compliment, you're looking like a princess, man. You were the ideal princess. So a tear rolls from her eyes, and she says, if only the man that I'm going to be living with, if he says this, then I've won. Otherwise, it means nothing. You all did everything, brought me right to this point, and as I got with him, she said, but I made a mistake. That one sentence, what would he do to that girl? Just one sentence, What does he do? You know, you prepared for the whole year, answer, beauty, speech, this is what you must do, clothing, everything you did. But at that last moment, when she just got to the groom, right, and that man says, you know, I made a mistake. What happens? So saying right to the end, you have to work. You can't now become complacent. No, I've reached. But what's all now? So I'm to punch guy anyway. He said, "The figure." Then it becomes enjoyable. Allah Pak also favors you, but you can't become complacent at any moment. You can't become complacent. Now, before you did it, and you did like a medication, you know, a karvi dawa, right? Now that same thing becomes like an enjoyable food. So you still have to take it. But now it's with enjoyment. Then it was with a little bit of difficulty, right? Now, that which was difficult, now it becomes a pleasure, right? Luxury. So now you can't do without it. But it doesn't mean you can leave it out. No, you still have to maintain taqwa, righteousness, and your exertion, etc., and your humility, etc. I'm thinking of my Ibrahim Devla, Damat Barakatum. I suppose over 90, right? But he took beard at the hands of Mona Akhil Sahib. And then when they asked him, but why? He said, I don't want to be an independent entity. I want to be matat hokar ke rehna chahta. But you see, he's escalating. The whole world is looking at him. But proportionately, do you see his humility? I don't want to be an independent. I would remain under someone. See, isn't that a striking lesson for us? Isn't that a striking lesson? Now we look for the sheikh, the ultimate sheikh. You don't find the sheikh, I'm wasting my time. So, for hadith, look for Imam Bukhari. See what happens. Qiyamat aajayega. You can't find Imam Bukhari now. But now, the one that is quite good, he knows the stuff. Go on with him, otherwise you won't find Imam Bukhari and you won't learn the science as well. So same here, are you looking for the ultimate, are you looking for Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi now? Right? Kya hoga? That whole effort will be wasted. Allah Akbar.